But what about the pyramids of Giza, the Great Pyramid? Would you consider that on a similar scale? Because that's pretty precise.
Yeah, I mean that was going to be the shining example of my, you just, what can I say? The pyramid is beyond superlative. The King's Chamber is by far and away the most acoustically perfect chamber ever. And absolutely, definitely, we do not know how on earth those people, as we can see them through archaeology and through our historical understanding, could possibly have constructed it so perfectly. John Reed did some acoustical work there back in 1998, and others have since done the same work. And I mean, if you go to Chartres Cathedral, for instance, the resonant frequency is about 117 hertz, 0.4589, and so on and so forth. And you get that everywhere in the world, but not at Giza. At Giza, you walk in and it's 125 hertz, 0.00000. You're halfway up the Grand Gallery, it's 250 hertz, 0.000, recurring, okay? And then up to the top, 500 hertz, and so on and so forth. It's just perfect. It's spooky. I mean, it's like there was somebody else here. It wasn't us.
So it's tuned to a perfect acoustic scale.
Yes.
I hope people can understand how mind-blowing that is when you also add in all of the incredible sophisticated engineering and the multi-ton blocks. Like, there's so many things to be mind-blown about with the pyramids, but they're also acoustically tuned perfectly.
Yes. This is what's so utterly astonishing about them. And you kind of think, my goodness me, we are in a completely different realm here. The most profound sound chambers are definitely the lady chapels of certain European Gothic cathedrals. They are acoustically so incredibly well constructed. I'm not sure that we would have the expertise today with all of our technology and machinery to replicate them, to be honest with you. They seem to be in their construction a certain innate knowing within the craftsmen building them that led to them to be so, frankly, acoustically perfect. So that's an interesting thing in itself because faith drove that. So the religious part drove the science. We no longer have pure science as a study at universities. It's now applied science. And what I mean by that is that applied science is it's applied to making profit. Okay, so it's become very corporate. Pure science was science for the sheer hell of it. Christ enthroned, but he's enthroned in a standing waveform called a mandorla, an almond. Okay, and what you've got there is Jesus as portrayed at the opening of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. So God is portrayed as a standing waveform, in other words, acoustically. If you go to Chartres Cathedral, for instance, the resonant frequency is about 117 hertz, 0.4589, and so on and so forth. And you get that everywhere in the world, but not at Giza. At Giza, you walk in and it's 125 hertz, 0.0000. You're halfway up the Grand Gallery, it's 250 hertz, 0.000, recurring, okay? And then up to the top, 500 hertz, and so on and so forth. It's just perfect. It's spooky. And here we have in the glass the empty space, and below the line we've got full space. But this line defining the two is the viscous. I think that humanity is that viscous. You try and shut down your eyes from moving. There's about 2,000 muscles, about 40,000 movements per second, okay? As soon as you start to still that, the world before you dissolves. It just goes white. So what is reality? If everything is quantum movement, if everything is particles and sound, what is reality? It's got to be consciousness. Go down to the quantum level, we think that we're solid, but we're not, because everything's moving. Everything. It's just particle spin everywhere. At that point, I was gone. I was no longer me. I was no longer in my body. I was up there with the angels, and I was it was a fantastical state. I felt I knew everything at once. We ended up with hieroglyphs, the Eye of Horus, the Ankh, the Key of Life. We ended up with the backbone of Osiris, the double Eye of Horus, which is the Neb-Er-Jur, and is the secret holy name of the Egyptian god, which had never been seen before in such a circumstance. And there's much more.
And you've got images of this, right? Because you presented it. I can put images up on the screen. There'll be images on the screen for everyone watching and listening of that. This is it. So this suggests, I mean, that's basically saying that the elements of the hieroglyphic alphabet are actually cymatic signatures of fundamental harmonics.
All languages. We've done tests all over the world, and basically wherever we've gone and performed these cymatic tests, and smoke tests as well, they always give us the script of the earliest part of that civilization.